Hello, this is Pastor Marv Nelson, and I'll be standing in for Pastor Rock this week as we continue our journey through 91 weeks with the Holy Spirit. As we look at this week's reading, I'd like to focus on seemingly random areas from the reading. Although this week's reading appears quiet on the topic of the Holy Spirit, we can learn a lot about the Holy Spirit, His role in our lives, and our soul's longing to be connected to Him. Through these readings, we can see this. This week, there is a lot of reading about two kings of Israel. In particular, we see the life of King Hezekiah. We also find in this week's reading an assortment of psalms. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, as I alluded to earlier, it may seem that there is no common thread, but I think there are some very important things we can learn about the Holy Spirit in all of these passages. One of my favorite authors, one who I quote often, A.W. Tozer, once said this, "Everything that men do in their own abilities is done for time alone. Only what is done through the eternal Spirit will abide eternally." When we contrast the lives of Hosea and Hezekiah, we can sense a common thread of where their loyalty and dependence was laid. The foundation for Hosea was that of wickedness and selfishness, while Hezekiah sought his foundation to be set upon the Lord. Hosea's life and reign were cut short due to his wickedness, and those who followed his example suffered the same fate. It did not go well in the life and the reign of Hosea. Hosea lived his life for himself and led his people by himself, in his own power, in his own ideals, in his own passion for whatever he thought was right, and it did not go well. He thought that he could lead, and when he did, all he could achieve was wickedness. The results of Hosea's reign were ruin and turmoil, and it was short-lived. Hezekiah, however, was marked by a loyalty and dependence upon God, and so his reign was remarkably different. Look what the author of 2 Kings said of him in chapter 18, verses 5 through 7. "He," that's Hezekiah, "trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that there was none like him among all the kings of Judah after him, nor among those who were before him. For he held fast to the Lord. He did not depart from following him, but kept the commandments that the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him. Wherever he went, he prospered. He rebelled against the king of Assyria and would not serve him." Wow, what words! What amazing words of a king. In a time where wickedness was reigning in Israel with Hosea, Hezekiah bucked the trend and sought God rather than himself. Hezekiah had a dependence upon the Lord. His dependence was rewarded with the very presence of the Lord. The results of the reign of Hezekiah had eternal ramifications, while Hosea's reign simply had poor earthly results. Francis Chan once said this, "Believers in their own strength can only accomplish human-sized results. But when believers live in the power of the Spirit, the evidence in their lives is supernatural." I mean, when you look at Hosea's life in contrast to Hezekiah's, isn't that the result? Hosea had human-sized results in his reign. Hezekiah had supernatural results in his reign. So much so that the author of 2 Kings would say that he was a great king and none would come after him that would be like him. And oddly enough, it said that none were before him. Those are powerful words with supernatural results, not human-sized results. If we as believers can lean into the power of the Holy Spirit rather than our own strength, we too can see new supernatural evidence in our lives. I think the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives from the point of view of these two kings is abundantly clear. We need the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need to be Holy Spirit dependent people because the results will be God-sized rather than man-sized. We are not put on this earth to simply live and eventually die. We are tasked by God to make an eternal impact on the world we live in. Too often we live our lives like Hosea. We need to look at the story of Hezekiah and take a few pointers from his life and reject the advice the life of Hosea offers. Hezekiah wasn't a placeholder king. Hezekiah was a king who went to the Lord and led those around him to do the same. He followed the voice of the Lord, and whenever he went to work, he prospered. He prospered not because he himself was great, but because of the one he depended on. And the one he depended on is great. You and I have the same opportunity to have eternal ramifications with our lives. We are not placeholder believers. We should not be content with just living and then dying. The Holy Spirit has so much more for our lives. He has so much more for us to do on this earth than we could ever fathom or imagine. And that is why Jesus said to us, and this wasn't just to the disciples, he said to us that we would do greater things than he himself did. We have the same Holy Spirit that Jesus had while he walked this earth. We need to live into it. We need to arrest that truth into our hearts and our lives. The way Hezekiah leaned on the Lord, we too need to lean on the Lord. The Spirit in Scripture is called the Counselor. The Counselor teaches and reminds us of what we need to know and remember. The Spirit is our comforter, our advisor, our encourager, and our strength. He guides us in the way we should go. Scripture repeatedly gives us these descriptors, as to who the Spirit is. And Hezekiah is a narrative example of what this looks like, this dependence upon the Holy Spirit, seeking his leadership. If you're to look at the narrative of Scripture, you will find this dependence over and over and over again upon the Lord, and is a mark as to how we as believers should also live. If you want to see further study on these roles that I described about the counselor, about the advisor, the comforter, our encourager, and our strength, as well as our guide, you can look to Psalm 143:10, John, the entirety of 14 through 16, Acts 9:31, Acts 13:2, Acts 15:28, 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 10, and 1 John 5:6 through 8. I believe as you look at those scriptures, you will see the truth of what I'm saying about the life of Hezekiah and the importance of our dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Without dependence on the Holy Spirit's leading, our jobs, our marriages, our schoolwork, and our future will be negatively impacted. However, if we yield our lives over to a Spirit-dependent life, the results will be prosperous. That's exactly what it said about the life and reign of Hezekiah. Because he was walking with the Lord, he was prosperous. Our marriages, our jobs, our schoolwork can all have eternal ramifications if we are Spirit-led people. Hezekiah not only depended on the Lord, he also sought the glory of the Lord instead of his own glory. Even in his most desperate hour, when he prayed to the Lord for deliverance, he ended his prayer with these words: "So now, O Lord, our God, save us, please, from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you, O Lord, are God alone." That comes from 2 Kings 19:19. Scripture tells us that one of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Christ. It's in John 16:14. When we depend upon the Holy Spirit, we, like Hezekiah, will not only see eternal ramifications, but we will live for the glory of the Lord and not our own glory. The Lord will be glorified in our lives. People will come to ask us about the hope that we have because our lives will have eternal impact on those around us in our own life. And they will say, "Man, you are glorifying something and it's not you. Who is it that you're glorifying?" And we can give the truth of who the Lord is. We can glorify him with our words as well as with our lives. The dependence and desire to glorify the Lord comes with a desire for the Lord himself. If you look at Hezekiah's life, we can easily see that he desired the Lord. He sought advice and wisdom from the Lord's prophet, and then he heeded it. He didn't just ask for the advice and ignore it. He went after it. He believed it, and he followed through with faith. One of the psalms that really stuck out to me from this week's reading was Psalm 130, because it displays the deep longing of the psalmist that I believe reflects much of King Hezekiah's life. I'm going to read it in its entirety to remind you of it, to remind me of it, but also to show us this deep dependence. Psalm 130 says this: Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who can stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than watchmen for the morning. More than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. That's powerful stuff. Waiting for the Lord. Longing for the Lord. And he doesn't use the word, I just long, I just wait. He says, my soul, the very depths of who I am, longs for the Lord. This writer rightly recognized that everything good is in and from the Lord. When Jesus left this earth, he stated that one just like him would come. That is the Holy Spirit, who would reveal the Father to us and empower us to do his will. Therefore, this week's reading fits so well into the topic of the Holy Spirit because we see in these passages what it looks like when we lean on the Spirit of the Lord and what it looks like when we don't. We all have access to the same Spirit. The same Spirit that was in Christ is accessible to all of us who believe, and not just kings or prophets or pastors or missionaries. The Spirit of the Lord is available for all of us. We can allow the Spirit to move us and guide us as Jesus promised and Hezekiah modeled, or we can live a life more like Hosea and ignore the voice of the Lord completely. The psalmist wraps it up nicely in displaying how it all begins with a desire for the Spirit, a desire for close proximity to the Lord. As you read this week, keep these two questions in mind. Who do the kings and psalmists surrender to? And who do the kings and psalmists seek to glorify? Finally, as you read, challenge yourself with this question. Do I desire God and his will, or do I desire my own will? May God bless you as you ask that question, and may the Holy Spirit bring to mind the things that need to be brought to mind. And may the Lord bless you as you read this week's reading and find evidence of the Holy Spirit.